But first, a leader in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints clarified church doctrine towards transgender Latter-day Saints. Apostle Dahlin Oaks, a former Utah Supreme Court justice, told an assembly of high-level church officials Wednesday that God defined humans by their biological sex at birth. His comments came as the church tries to interpret doctrine as it relates to modern sexual orientation and gender. Joining us to explain the significance of this is Patrick Mason, chair of Mormon History and Culture at Utah State University. Good morning, Professor Mason.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
So I want to just start with your reaction to this. Was this a shock? Was this surprising to you in any way?
I wouldn't say it was a shock, but we weren't necessarily expecting a statement like this. What it does is it clarifies what the church has been teaching for a long time, certainly over the past quarter century, but puts a fine point on church teaching.
Give us the specifics here on what Mr. Oaks said and what it, actually he did not say in this.
Yeah, so about 25 years ago in 1995, the church issued a proclamation. The senior leaders of the church issued a proclamation which is called The Family. And this essentially reinforces the church's belief in traditional marriage and traditional families. One of the lines from that document is that gender is an essential characteristic of people's eternal identity and purpose. And there's been a lot of debate about what does that mean, what does gender mean, and what Oaks did yesterday is he put a fine point on it by saying when we talked about gender 25 years ago, what we were really talking about is biological sex. Hmm. And so he says this binary creation, male and female, that's the way God creates human beings. That's what God intends for his children.
So, Patrick, what specifically does this mean to church members who are LGBTQ and maybe specifically those who are transgender?
Well, this is going to be very difficult for especially transgender people because this this does not give them a lot of space within the church. They had, for many years, sort of operated under the idea that, yes, okay, gender is an essential part of our identity, but we are transitioning in order to find our true gender or to identify with our true gender. And Oaks essentially said that's not okay, that God creates people in their proper gender, either a male or a female. This will also be tough for intersex people, people who are not born biologically or chromosomally, either XX or XY. And of course, we know there are a lot of people like that as well.
This, as we mentioned in the intro, comes at a moment when the LDS Church has sort of been clarifying, trying to figure out what its positions are on some of these issues involving sexuality and gender identity. Put this into context for us. Where does this land the church in all of that?
Well, the church certainly this means that the church will continue to affirm its traditional views on gender and sexuality. There had been some talk: is the church loosening things up? Are they moving towards, something else? No. I mean, this definitely makes that concrete that the church, or at least its senior leadership, is sticking with this traditional understanding of gender and the traditional understanding of sexuality and marriage. And this, of course, this is true for many other conservative religious traditions, other conservative churches, but not all churches. A lot of Christian churches have become more welcoming and open towards the LGBT community, including transgender and intersex individuals. So this will distance the church from that. Mm-hmm. But there are lots of interesting examples around the world. Iran and Shiite Muslims deal with this in a different way. Actually, Iran allows for gender reassignment surgery as part of their theological understanding. So this definitely puts the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints on what we would say the conservative side of religious traditions dealing with complex issues of gender and sexuality.
All right. That is Patrick Mason, Professor of Mormon History and Culture at Utah State University. Patrick, thank you for joining us this morning.
Great. Thank you.